This story I learned from the Chehalis people of Western Washington down near Longview. It goes, a long time ago, Blue Jay, that little bluebird Blue Jay, he was standing on the riverbank and he was watching all the animals work. Now, Blue Jay loved to watch other animals work because he doesn't like to work himself. Blue Jay's a smart little bird. He's a very talkative little bird. He also has a temper, and he also, he plays tricks on people. So Blue Jay's an interesting little guy. But he was standing on the riverbank, and he saw an animal that he'd never seen before. Its name was Fishing Duck. And Fishing Duck is a kind of duck that flaps his wings, flies high up into the air, dives under the water, and catches a fish. And Blue Jay saw this and said, "That's really cool. I've never seen anything like that before." Well, he watched as Fishing Duck did it again. Flapped his wings, flew high in the air, dove under the water, and caught another fish. And Blue Jay said, "That is so cool. I wish I could do something like that." Well, Fishing Duck did it again, flew high in the air, dove under the water, caught a fish, and Blue Jay got caught up, and he said, "I can do that too. I have wings. I can fly in the air." And so Blue Jay flapped his little blue wings as fast as he could. He flew high up into the air. He dove down towards the river. But he'd never done this before, and so he missed the water completely, and he crashed into some big rocks by the side of the river, hitting his head on a big rock and knocking himself out. And he fell into the water, and he would have drowned, except someone heard that loud crash and came to investigate. It was Blue Jay's friend Bear, and Bear came and found Blue Jay laying in the water, and he dragged him out of the water and said, "Blue Jay, Blue Jay, what happened?" Blue Jay said, "Oh, I cracked my head on the rocks." Bear said, "Blue Jay, how did this happen?" Blue Jay said, "Well, I was trying to dive in the water like Fishing Duck, only I cracked my head and I missed the water and my head really hurts." Bear said, "Blue Jay, you have to be more careful about who you try to copy. I'm going to take you home, Blue Jay, and take care of you." So Bear lifted up Blue Jay and carried him back to Bear's house. He lay him down by the fire. He put a blanket over him, and he even wrapped a bandage around his head. Bear said, "Blue Jay, you rest here. I'll check on you later." A while later, Bear came back and said, "Blue Jay, how do you feel?" And Blue Jay said, "Oh, a little better, but my head still hurts." Bear said, "Blue Jay, are you hungry?" Blue Jay said, yeah, I'm really hungry. What do we have to eat here?" Bear said, "Blue Jay, it's the end of winter. I don't have much food left, only a little bit of dried fish, but you're welcome to it." So Bear climbed to the rafters of his house and brought back some little bits of dried fish. And he said, "Here is your dried fish, Blue Jay. But I'm sorry to say, I don't have any dipping grease." Now, in the old days, in every native house around here, they would have different boxes, containers of grease, of fish grease, of seal grease, of whale grease. And they would take their dried food and they would dip it in the grease. It would make it easier to chew and make it taste better. Well, Bear is saying, "I don't have any dipping grease." But then he said, "I have a power I can show you." Blue Jay said, "A power? I wonder what kind of power Bear has." Well, Bear went to another part of the house and got a big clamshell. He brought the clamshell back and he put it by the fire. He stood by the big clamshell and by the fire and he clapped his paws together 4 times. And then he put his paws over the fire. Now, if you've ever seen a bear's paws, you know they have pads of fat, fatty pads, right, in their palm of their paws. And so after a while, the heat from that fire started to soften and then melt the fat in those pads. And grease started to drip, drip, drip right out of those bear's paws, right into the clamshell. And Blue Jay watched this. He said, "Whoa, that is a really cool power. I wish I could do something like that." He watched as that grease kept dripping out. And then Bear picked up the clamshell and said, "Here is your dipping grease, Blue Jay." And Blue Jay said, "That is so cool. That is so cool. Such a cool power." And he took the dried fish, he dipped it into the grease. He took a bite, it was really good. He said, "That is so good. I wish I could..." "Wait a minute. I have feet. I can get a clamshell. A bear, would you like some dipping grease for your dried fish?" Bear said, "Blue Jay, what are you talking about?" Blue Jay said, "I have powers too, you know." And Blue Jay went and got another clamshell and dragged it up by the fire. He got a chair and he sat by the fire and by the clamshell and he put his feet over the fire. Now, if you've ever seen a blue jay's feet, you know they don't have any fatty pads at all. And so no grease was coming out of his feet. Nothing was dripping out. Instead, His feet and his legs were starting to shrivel up in the heat, and he was screaming, ow, 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 hold on, bear, ow, ow, my feet hurt, my legs hurt. And he looked at his feet, and instead of grease coming out of his feet, there was smoke coming out of his feet. And then, poof, his legs caught on fire, his feet caught on fire, and he jumped up screaming, ah, ah, ah. And he hopped out of the house and jumped into a stream nearby to put out the fire. And the proof of this story is, the next time you see a blue jay, look at his legs and his feet. They're black. They look like burnt pieces of wood. That's from the time that Blue Jay tried to make grease in Bear's house. And that is all.